بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الشمس والقمر بحسبان. We are still in the Surah Ar-Rahman. We reach the great mercies of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. His great favors and His great qudrat is mentioned. And one of the greatest ni'mats which Allah has given mankind is that Allah has given Quran Sharif and taught the Quran Sharif to man. And if man just has to think how he has been created, one part of his body, and there is nobody in the world that today has claimed that we made man besides Allah Ta'ala. Over and over in the Quran Sharif Allah says we created man. And all the different parts of the body and how they function the whole life, this is the great, great manifestation of the Qudrat of Allah in His great ni'mats. And that Allah Ta'ala has taught us bayan, to speak. This is also a great ni'mat. In one ayat, Allah says, He took you out from the womb of your mothers, without you being able to speak or hear or having to being able to do anything. And then how a child learns to talk and how much it talks. And the greatest talk that we have to learn is the Quran. These are great, great, some of the great, great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala says, if you just look up into the skies, you will see Ash-shamsu wal-qamar bi-husban. Suraj aur chand ke liye ek hisab hai. That Allah Ta'ala has set a particular cause for the sun and the moon. For how many years since we are born we have seen it. And we know that it is carrying on for thousands of years before that also. The sun is moving on its course continuously. Yeah, in the southern hemisphere, every December it will be summer. Every June it will be winter. In the northern hemisphere, the opposite. And how the sun and the moon moving in their rotations and their orbits perfectly to the second. Not that they look at a watch and move, but we set our watches according to sunrise and sunset, etc., etc. And how perfectly, and then no accident has happened till today. At what speed they are moving, and they are moving in their orbits, and they are continuously, but no accidents whatsoever. Whereas on our roads, with all the traffic laws, and with so many things put in place, yet we find daily accidents taking place. So this is also for man to take a great lesson from. When najmu wa shajaru yasjuda, or jar or darakh mashghul hai sajda mein, and shrubs, things that grow on the ground, and trees, they are all in submission to Allah Ta'ala, making sajda and totally submitting to Allah Ta'ala. Every creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, whether it is plants, whether it is birds, animals, etc., they are also all in the obedience of Allah. And Allah has created them for a special cause. And the sounds of the animals, this is also all the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. But the only difference is that the animals don't make the zikr, birds, etc., of choice. It's just that they have to do it. And because it is not of choice, they don't get any sawab for it either. There is no sawab for them. And they can't give up that zikr which Allah has destined for them. So all the things, if we look around, on top of us, we see the sun and the moon. And we see the kudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And the great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. By the sun, when the sun comes out, it's daytime. Man goes out and earns his rozi, etc. When the moon comes out, it's night time. Allah makes it dark, cool, and quiet. Man can have a good rest. Or by in every way person looks, he sees the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا. Or آسمان کو اونچا کیا. And we have raised the skies. And if we look at the sky, how Allah Ta'ala has made it, and how perfectly. For example, the roof of our masjid here, of our houses, they are supported by the four walls, by columns, etc., beams. But the sky, what a huge creation of Allah Ta'ala. You travel from the east of the world to the west, it's the same sky, and there isn't a single column that is holding the sky up. It isn't fastened with any chain. Until today, no maintenance work is being done. No cracks have appeared in the sky at all. How perfect isn't it? So in everywhere a person sees, he will see Allah Ta'ala. وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانَ وَرَّكِي تَرَازُ. And Allah Ta'ala has kept a balance. Whether it's a literal scale, which will be on the day of Qiyamah, when actions of man will be weighed, or whether it is figurative, that everything Allah has created in balance, whether it is the day and the night, the sun and the moon, everything Allah Ta'ala has created in balance. The other is that Allah has created everything with 100% fairness and justice. Proper fairness and justice Allah Ta'ala has placed. And because of this fairness and justice of Allah, the system of the world is carrying on. That is, the sun and moon are moving about. How many millions of stars are moving? At what speed are the stars moving also? And no accidents, because Allah has maintained this justice, this fairness and this balance. So when Allah has done that, Allah says to mankind, Allah tadghaw fil mizan, ke ziyadati na karo tarazu mein. So that you do not go into any excesses as far as this weighing is concerned. وَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطَ وَرْسِيلَ تَرَازُ تُولُ إِنْصَافْ سَيْ. And when you weigh, then weigh also correctly, perfectly. And also by the example of the scale, a scale is suspended usually. A person holds it on top, the old type of scales with the two pens on the side. A person holds it on top and it's suspended from top to bottom, from the sky to the earth. This scale Allah has kept in everything, a balance. Justice Allah Ta'ala has kept in everything. So Allah says, in all things do not go into excesses. That is, that for example, when you have to pay, then you delay, for example. Or you try and pay less. When you have to take payment, then you're rushing your payment. And you want to take extra, etc. When you want to take work from your workers, you want to take extra work. When you want to pay, you pay less. Whether it is with regard to domestic matters, love your wife, fulfill her rights, but not at the cost of the rights of your mother. Your mother, she's your mother. Look after her as a mother. Don't overdo the rights of your wife and underdo the rights of your mother. Or don't do it the other way, that you do so much for your mother and you neglect your wife completely. In other words, keep the balance and keep justice and fairness in everything. And see, since Allah has kept everything in fairness, balance and justice, how the system of Allah is working for how many thousands of years, and it's working perfect. Your system of life, your business, your home, your personal life, if you keep a balance and if you keep justice and fairness, you will see you will also move in life in a very, very fair way. Your health also. It depends on how a person eats, etc. His lifestyle, then his health also remains good according to that. وَلَا تُخْسِرُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ or مَتْكَتَعُ تُولْمِ. Do not go exceed, do not go to the extremes on either side when measuring. In other words, live a balanced life in everything. Also, don't be so much all the time engaged in ibadat that you are not earning and you're a burden on other people. On the other side, don't be so much in dunya all the time, and you are busy earning and you got no time for your ibadah. You maintain a balanced life, maintain a life that has got no extremes in it, and that is a fair and just life. Allah has kept the system on that principle and basis. You also bring that in your life. May Allah give us tawfiq.